Okay, so
we had the most beautiful gooseberries.
Uh-huh.
They were black.
I think I remember.
And huge things that were.
So why did he have an allotment here? Because you had a pretty big back garden. Did he have vegetables as well, do I remember?
Well, he had it when we lived on Ratcliffe Road. And there was no garden attached to that house.
Oh, I see. So he just kept it on.
He just kept it on.
Did he have to pay for it?
I don't know. Probably.
Do you think they have to pay for them now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I would say so.
So, basically, on the other side of the road, all of the allotments are... And for those not in the know, allotment is... Is it a completely English term or is it a North East term?
Allotment?
Yeah. I suppose it's...
No, it's not just for the North.
Okay. It's just... It's your garden, basically. If you haven't got a garden with your house or maybe you've got to live in a flat, the council rent out plots of land for your use as a garden, and generally keep flowers in them. That's huge. Generally keep crops in them. Crops, vegetables. My goodness. So it's quite a big greenhouse in this one. In fact,
that's the tomatoes, is it?
Yes, tomatoes in there. Now they've got a lot of things going on. So what's this one? Is that cauliflower?
It's cabbage.
Is it? This thing right here?
Oh, there might be sprouts.
It's going to be sprouts, isn't it? Then we've got a lot of potatoes, and then onions, and then potatoes again.
Big onion.
Onion patch on the left. And then, is there gooseberries? You see the bush outside?
Yeah, there will be.
Gooseberries.
Yeah.
Now, we've got it's a bloody big greenhouse, that, isn't it?
Massive.
That's like, maybe 10 metres long. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Aye, maybe even 11 metres long. I would suggest that it was either 10 or 12 metres long. I think it's 10 metres long. And he's 3 metres wide. And he's got a lot of tomato plants in there. Is there anything else you can see in there? I think there's a bit of reflection, isn't there?
I can't really see anything.
He's got a water butt.
Keep
in. We're right on the edge of the road here.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, we're looking around at the other allotments and, you know, there's a lot of crops. Raspberries here, red currants I can see, potatoes in this one in front of us.
I don't know what he's got in there.
So was this your dad's one?
I think so. I'm not terribly sure. I was quite young when we used to come down.
Oh, right.
Can't hurry, keep off the side.
So what kind of year would we be looking at when you're saying that? So 50s?
53 onwards. I think after we moved into Hoadley Acres, he would give it up then, because that was a big garden.
It was. They were long gardens, those, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, still are.
And wide.
Uh-huh. Here's a motorhome. Same cab as ours.
What are those things?
Where we're looking?
Purple flowers,
aren't I think they're just flowers, aren't they?
Just weeds, maybe.
I don't know.
Looks a bit untidy.
That's his compost heap, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's ivy in there, and nettles, and sticky jack, or stickle jack, whatever the...
Sticky jacks,
whatever the botanical name is. What's the matter, son?
I want to go home.
You want to go home? Aye, so do I. Come on, on this. Off the road.
Would you like an ice cream?
Off the road. Oh, so now we're stood on the bank a bit. We can see into more allotments. They're all very, very well kept. What we're looking at? Oh, that was close. That was close. I've just stepped over the dog muck. Oh, and they've had a problem with flooding here because there's some sandbags. And they've just cut the grass as well, quite literally, by the looks of things, on the verge. Should we cross over again? Okay. So what?
This is the old fire station on the right.
Oh my goodness, old. So they're not here anymore. Well, of course, they're not. No. They'll be centralised from Hexham, no doubt.
Yes.
Yeah. So, if they're coming from Hexham, are you sure it's an old one? No, there's an appliance in there. What do they call it? Part-time fireman?
Yeah.
Tractor? So there's Hayden Ridge Fire Station on our right. It's got an appliance in there. Allendale. So the railway station is directly on our left now, and the signal box there, Zig, which isn't obviously, well, it's not that automated, because the door's open, there's invariably a guy in there. Where did they automate it? Warden? No, yes? Yes, because Charlie McNamee used to work there at Dilston. And I saw him in here one day. Wait, where are we going now?
Left.
So across the railway line now, being very careful. It's a walkway. So then, what was there? Okay. Johnny. So it's Strother Close, which is on our right now, on the corner of Strother Close. What's this? This is Church Street. So corner of Church Street and Strother Close, there's like new flats. Which it's clear that they're new, but... the bridge, community library. What was that? Was it always a library?
That was Lloyd Brown's paint shop.
Never in the world of goodness.
Yeah.
So Lloyd Brown was dad's... What do you call him? Dad was the apprentice to Lloyd Brown.
Yeah.
Painting and decorating apprentice. On the left, we've got Hayden Bridge. Oh.
Industrial park.
Yeah, it's an industrial park. It's massive. Not really. There's a spa distribution centre. Scudamore. Oh, is that Scuddy's garage? It is. Well, they used to be across the bridge.
Yeah,
and now they're here. And Cloudhouse's home of Yurts and Squirts. Yurtsandsquirts.com. And when I say squirt, it's S-Q-U-R-T-S. And there's the... hang on a minute. That's changed. Is it changed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They knocked the old one down.
Oh, my goodness. It's completely changed. It's a very modern-looking thing, though, isn't
it? That's where your dad was working.
Oh, and broke his wrist. So they've knocked the old church down and put a old chapel and put a modern looking thing in there. Oh, yes. Yeah, so this flower bed. Well, 2012 by looks of things. They've planted a Japanese Acer. And some, well, invariably the flowers will change. What are they, begonias?
Begonias, yeah.
But there's a slate. Diamond Jubilee 2012. E2R. That is actually the correct way to say it as well.
Yep.
Elizabeth the Second Regina.
Across the road where that red door is where Colin Todd used to
live. All right. Okay. They look like quite big houses. So we're looking at the right side of Church Street here. Which is, although it is a terrace, they're all different houses, aren't they? Well, no, the ones further down are. Uh-huh. Station yard. So we've got, what's it called, though? It's a Church of England church, the village church. Saint what? They've got to be Saint somebody's church, hasn't it? And they're flying a Northumbrian flag in the graveyard, which is, I think you only generally see that in Northumberland. You know, I don't necessarily see many county flags. Saint Cuthbert's Church.
Right.
Bloody hell! You only lived here for
25 years.
Did you move to Hexham at 25 year old? Yeah. All right. H, let's cross the road to go into the mace shop.
Hurry.
So we've walked What's this? Oh, this is Radcliffe
this
Road.
Used to be the post office on the
way. It did. This was the post office.
It hasn't been
and long. There's nothing here. It's all boarded up.
It's a
somebody's house.
It's a house, man.
Somebody's house. Need to sort that out, don't they? And a very modern looking co-op fitted into something that looks bloody ancient, doesn't it? I mean, look, their cattle and horse doors over there, for God's sake. On the other side of the road.
Stables.
Right, so there's a...
You see the blue plaque?
I was just about to mention that.
It was... look, go and have a look.
I am. Port. Okay, I'm going to... You go into the co-op. Are you getting ice creams?
Yeah.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
They might. Okay. I'm going to cross the road. So, Radcliffe Road. This used to be the only way through the village to, this was the A69, through Hayden Bridge that went on to Haltwhistle and then eventually on to Carlisle. But they've built a bypass around the village now, and it's like a lot of bypasses, killed the trade. So this says 1A Radcliffe Road, a blue circular sign. Writer Philip Larkin and Monica Jones, his companion of 40 years, shared the secret love nest from 1961 to 1984. And there's a poem. I thought your little house seemed distinguished and exciting. It's not a poem. And beautiful. It looks splendid. And it can never be ordinary with the time... I should have said this little bit of prose to that beach, shouldn't I? It can never be ordinary with the tyne going by outside. A great English river drifting under your window, brown and muscled with currents. Philip Larkin, April 1962. Philip Larkin. Was it not Philip Larkin in Great Expectations? Pip Larkin. Am I right in saying that? Oh, maybe not. I may be wrong. So from here, we can actually just walk back on ourselves a little bit onto the bridge, the footbridge across the Tyne, because Hayden Bridge is divided in half. One half's on one side of the river, and you walk across the Tyne to the other half. There isn't a lot on the other side. That's probably wrong in saying that, but... A lot of houses, the Anchor Hotel, a chippy. There used to be a car garage, but I noticed there in that industrial yard that Scudamore's has moved. There's the Tyne, you can probably hear beneath me. There's a weir beneath and slightly forward of me, a lone kittiwake standing on the weir. It's a huge kittiwake, in fact. The river's low. So, with cornetto in hand.
Oh, Molly pulling me arm off.
And dog towing my mother. Yeah. Oi! What? Yeah, I'll take her.
Should have had a walk across the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Come on. What's that car? So it's just cross over the road. I'm going to walk over the bridge.
I walked across that here. Paddled across it.
I used to go canoeing here with the scouts.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
It was one year. You were only... Oh, you were a baby. And Elva and I had been away to her caravan. I think it was an Easter weekend. And when we came back, she took me home. And Dad was standing at the garden gate, as was his wont, and said that the postmaster's son had been drowned.
Just down here?
Just down here. And he was only... 8, maybe.
Was the river high?
It would just be like this because it was a beautiful
day. That is a seriously dangerous undercurrent right there.
That's very deep down there.
When yeah. I when Raymond Henderson used to bring us here canoeing, he used to be so careful of us. You know, we part of the thing was to paddle down the weir. You had to make sure you're absolutely, you know, heading straight in a straight line with the current.
Yeah.
If you were off, you're going to get tipped over. And then you get caught down there. It would capsize you and you get caught.
Yeah.
A couple of them did, and he was there to yank them out.
Yeah.
But weirs are dangerous places.
Well, that one certainly is.
And because the water will flow quite fast at this point down here near the end of the weir.
Well,
so
it's in flood.
Yeah. Right. Wait. Oh, for goodness sake, Mol. Molly, what are you doing? Oh, I see what's happened. Let the dog free. Okay, so we're looking west.
The top of my head.
No. Yes, looking west. Up the river. There's a what, Jess? You've dropped your ice cream?
No, the top of it fell off.
Oh. The top of the ice cream fell off. See some ducks. Dad'll be cold, no doubt. I offered him the keys for the car.
And he didn't take them.
No. Wait, what's... Oh, you used to swim up there?
Yeah, the river. Every summer.
Uh-huh.
When we were young, we used to spend the summer in the river.
I went swimming there a couple of times and I thought it was blinking freezing.
It was.
That was September, both times, when I was in the Scouts. I thought... She'd be all right. It's all right. She's all right. So, is the Anchor Hotel still going? The window's open there.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks in a bit of a state of disrepair, like, doesn't it? It needs painting.
I don't know who owns the place.
Yeah, we went there for a cup of coffee one time, didn't we? And it was was it? Well, they weren't open, or what was? No, there was an issue, wasn't there?
It was Langley Castle.
No, I know, but we went in there.
We were early because it wasn't.
It wasn't.
They didn't open until 12. That was.
Which he begrudgingly served us coffee and tea, and then somebody else walked in the door, and they had to be served, and we kind of started something off. So.
This used to be a pub.
Yes, it did, I remember.
Yeah,
1871 is marked above the door. It's now, Scotch Arms. Was it the Scotch Arms? It was the Scotch Arms. The house is called Scotch Arms.
It was a dive.
Was it?
It was a dive.
Molly?
That's Colin Todd's dad had his shop here.
Uh-huh, on the corner.
He had a little grocery shop.
It's now Shafto's guest house. B&B, get out.
Molly.
So we're now at a kind of junction. Left of us is John Martin Street, and right of us is Shafto Street. Anchor Hotel's on our left to our 7 o'clock. Antique. Do you know what? For years I wondered how that place still kept going. Because it was like a dumping ground whenever you looked in the window. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, this shop is on it's on a terrace of houses. Well, that used to be the spa.
It was, yeah.
And now that's a house.
Elva's uncle used to have that.
And then, so the garage. Oh my God, it's gone. Oh no, it's still there. It's called the Anchor Garage now. Does it look as though it's shut down?
Yeah.
Ah, it looks as though it's shut down, doesn't it?
Well, you said it was in the station yard.
Stop. Stop, stay, wait. So, can you see those ruins up there behind? What's that? So looking behind the Anchor Garage, which is invariably shut down and...
I've forgotten what it was. There was a young lad hanging himself up there. It was an accident. The taking stuff off the roof.
Ah, there's no... Well,
there's no tiles.
There's no window in that top one either, look.
No.
So, it was a... small house.
I remember old Mrs. Scudamore. She was the brains behind the whole thing.
The business?
Yeah.
Molly?
Yeah. Tall lady, white hair.
Wait.
Yeah. And this was a bakery. This was Barron's.
Barron's Bakery.
Barron's Bakery.
I always remember another shop there on the other side of the garage. Well, you had the shop, and then I always remember... And now that's a house. The bypass has invariably just killed the village, hasn't it?
Just about, yeah.
This side, what are you doing? Yeah, get off the road. What's she like? So, Haydenbridge, Chippy's still going. We used to come down there sometimes after scouts for chips. Oh, it was a it was a nice thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not lipstick, it's chocolate.
Oh my gosh.
Can I take a picture of you? Hang on. Come on, phone, there are you. You little tinker. I did, yes. Philip Larkin and his woman, whatever, I can't mind any.
Can remember Philip Larkin's woman. Forget who the woman was.
We've got pied wagtails down there on little island bits in the river beneath us. We've got we're walking back across the bridge now, incidentally. A what? Cup. Glass.
One of the show. The shows we had.
There was
shows?
Mm-hmm. Every village show. There was one young bright lad decided
Molly.
That he would walk along the parapet. He was drunk, of course. And he fell in.
Did he die?
I think he did.
Because it's shallow now, isn't it? That's the thing. But I've seen this in flood where the water's gone right up the top of the up to the top of the walls.
Yes, yes.
In fact, you can see where the water's gone up to. Look.
Yeah, you can. Yep.
Those bad floods we had in 2012, was it?
Mm. Martin's Close was flooded that year. Down that side.
So hang on, they've got a touristy thing here. It says the ancient bridge at Haydenbridge, crossing the River South Tyne, because you could only cross the river here or Corbridge in Roman times.
Probably,
no, you could.
Yeah.
It was actually Corbridge was the main place to cross the river. The Romans only ever talked about crossing the Tyne at Corbridge.
Because the Roman, what did you call it? Something here. I don't remember now.
All right. So it says, this interpretive panel was commissioned by Haydenbridge Parish Council to mark the recent restoration of the old bridge in 2011. In 1296, the earliest known reference to a wooden bridge here replacing a ford upstream was in 1296 when the River Tyne was bridged in only three places along its length. The other bridges were at Newcastle and Corbridge. There you go.
Yeah.
It was the ancient wooden bridge that gave Haydenbridge its name. In 1323, Anthony de Lucy, Lord of the Barony of Langley, obtained a royal charter granting him a market on Wednesdays at his manor of Haydenbrigge. As a result of the subsequent trading opportunities, a new settlement developed at each end of this strategic river crossing, as distinct from the medieval town of Hayden, 1 mile to the north.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know where the old church is? The old church is at the top of Hagecroft.
No.
Did you not know that?
No.
Oh, that was where the original Hayden was.
Up there?
Further down.
Oh, over there?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
You know where you said Colin Todd took the...
Yeah, up there.
Up there.
Oh, right, I never knew. Records show that in 1336, the Lord of Langley was receiving pontage, or tolls, from those transporting goods across the bridge. For example, 1 farthing... for 10 fleeces, 1 horse, or 100 skins of fox, cat, or squirrel, blah, 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 blah. The 16th century was a turbulent period. Yeah.
Daddy,
us.
Yeah.
Tuppence. A cartload of lead.
Uh huh.
That would come from Langley.
Yes, it would. Yes.
Yeah.
After smelting.
Uh huh.
The 16th century was a turbulent period in the history of the bridge here, and it was often barred and chained against the Scots and lawless border reivers, who were intent on serious affray. Sadly, the wooden bridge's defences were no match for Kinmont Willie Armstrong, and 400 of his men, no doubt, horsemen, responsible for the attack and burnage of Hawarden Briggs in October 1587. The border reivers.
My birthday!
Yeah, not in 1587. throughout its history, the fabric of the bridge has suffered from inundation of the River Tyne, particularly during the greatest flood ever experienced on November the 16th and 1771, when it was swept away along with every other bridge on the river, with the exception of Core Bridge. A ferry boat replaced the bridge until rebuilding was completed in January 1774 at a cost of £1,350. This was not the last time the ferry boat was required. In December 1806, one of the bridge's arches fell into the river. In December 1815, a snowmelt flood carried two of the arches away, and in 1909, two arches collapsed into the river. On Wednesday, September 1st, 1909, two arches of the bridge collapsed into the river without warning. The bridge was reopened in April 1910. By the 1960s, the six-arch bridge, with its single-line traffic controlled by lights, was unsuitable for the increasing number and size of vehicles using it. That's the one we're on now. After a new five-span concrete bridge was opened in 1970, the old bridge was restricted to pedestrian use only. However, I do remember cars being on this bridge.
Yes, quite right.
That's his name on the left. Mm-hmm. I know his face.
I didn't get a good look.
Yeah. I remember cars on this bridge.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
And there were traffic lights on both sides.
Yes, I do. Because it said it was closed in 1970 to traffic, and it wasn't. I remember cars being here.
On this bridge, Daddy.
Yeah.
When was this built?
1970, wasn't it? Let's have a look. No, by the 1960s, that new bridge was built there.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.